This is a Discovery Channel podcast.
In southern Poland, Krakow's ancient buildings and old city monuments make it a world-class medieval site. This almost guarantees that an invisible piece of the underworld is close by. In a town just 8 miles southeast of Krakow, there's a salt mine, dark and dangerous. 9 levels that go down 1,100 feet, nearly a fifth of a mile, and 125 miles of tunnels, chambers, and caverns. It produced salt for 700 years, killing thousands of miners in the process. Workers who descended into the salt mine were from families whose men had worked there for generations. It was a job so hazardous that miners had special monuments in the town cemetery. Mine supervisor Leicek Kowalski has worked here 20 years.
My first trip down into the mine was a great experience. Going into the darkness, which was scary and a big unknown. There are a lot of pathways, about 300 kilometers of them. It is a maze under the town of Wieliczka, and miners know the sites where they work, but nobody knows the old parts of the mine. It is easy to get lost.
In the Middle Ages, salt was as precious as gold because it was the main way to preserve and season food. The town's mine opened in the mid-13th century. Soon, it was one of Poland's largest state enterprises and a major source of Krakow's wealth. Over time, miners dug 7.5 million cubic meters of salt. Loaded on a train, it would reach one-fifth of the way around the equator. In any century, salt mining is rough work. But in the days before electricity and ventilation systems, it was brutal. At work, miners had almost no defense against common accidents like methane gas fires, explosions, and floods. During the 14th and 15th centuries, the mine's accident rate took one miner in 10. Up to 90 men died in 1 year. To defy the danger and gloom and to make sure they didn't die underground without Roman Catholic sacraments, they built holy chambers of light and hope. Over 5 centuries, miners carved out 26 underground chapels. The largest is the Blessed Kinga Chapel, where everything, floors, statues, chandeliers, everything is carved from salt. Kinga Chapel is as long as half an NFL football field and as high as goalpost uprights. Chapels gave the miners peace underground and made them feel closer to God.
This is fragrant. The salt has its own flavor and smell. This salt is a treasure of Poland.
Stanley Slavanio is a miner and a sculptor. He works with salt using the same tools miners have used for centuries.
This mine, I consider my mine because my grandfather worked here as a carpenter. My father also worked here until he retired, and I think that I will work here until I retire too. There are many colors of salt. These colors force us, the sculptors, to subordinate ourselves to its beauty. Each piece of salt imposes on us the idea of what should be done with it. It is wonderful because it forces humility.
Among artistic miners, the tradition of carving religious and other icons to comfort the miners has existed for ages. Many chambers hold statues and monuments that honor Polish kings and heroes, mining legends, gnomes, and other folktale figures. The town opened a sanatorium in 1964 after a doctor noticed the miners never got asthma or bronchitis. He figured it was something in the salt air. But it may be something that never makes it into the air, 400 feet down anyway. Sulfur dioxide, or SO2, is a pollutant that irritates the upper respiratory tract. Sanatorium air has some of the lowest SO2 concentrations in Eastern Europe, which may account for its long international waiting list, even today. The town cemetery opened in the mid-19th century. Here, lowered into the earth one last time, are miners who gave the salt mine their lives. It's a memorial to those who took the town's private shortcut to the underworld.